all that good stuff, and Larry was reading Perfect Health the Natural Way at the same time, so it's pretty fun. Okay, I know we've had a few other people join us, and if you'd like to speak up, tell us who you are and where you're from. This is the Advanced Lifestyle Call.
Monty from Washington.
Hey, Monty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nancy from Cleveland.
Oh, I forgot. Am I even here? Thanks, Clint. Thanks, Nancy. You were the one that was reporting where everybody was this morning.
I don't feel too left out.
Okay, good.
And this is Margaret, Tennessee 9.
All right, Margaret. Good job. Wow, I got people here from all over.
This is Mary Lou from Texas.
Hey, Mary Lou, this is Mary Lou from Washington. Good morning. I just always have to say that because I don't get to say my name very many times. So, good morning, good morning.
Mary Lou, this is Joe again, and I had 8 points. Just did not do my exercise yesterday, or I was, after getting back so late, I'm making excuses, I know, but didn't do exercises and didn't record. And I wanted to say that on the trip, on the cruise, I had my little calendar and I recorded meals the majority of the time, and I ended up gaining 1 pound and my husband gained 2 after being on a cruise for a week. And we felt very good about that.
Yes, no kidding.
Did you use the elevator?
A few times, maybe three times, but most of the times we took it, to the walking.
Uh-huh.
But also, we really worked hard at trying to follow and eat as much plant-based as we could, and I never felt like I suffered. I didn't do it 100%, but we tried to keep it to 5% wherever, just we did. Little bitty spices of animal protein.
Well, good for you. And, Joe, I don't know about you, but when I travel, did you just get in last night?
Midnight. Yeah, today morning.
Mm-hmm. Monday morning?
Monday morning.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I hold so much fluid when I fly. So, that I wouldn't be surprised with the scale being up, would you say, half a pound? I wouldn't be surprised at all if it isn't down, so. Okay, well, we might as well get started here. We always like to start our call and let everybody know what the call is about. And the purpose of the call is, this is for this advanced lifestyle call, and the purpose of it is to provide you with the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of our life will be impacted, and the people that you're going to hear today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China Study Book by T. Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikan Incorporated. So, this China study is where the book begins, and this is where our program began, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants, and attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase, so you are our guest. We ask only that if you find this information helpful and see benefit in anything you learn, please pass this call number and the time on to others, because we feel we really need to be getting this information out. So, thank you for allowing us to enter your home, your office, or your car at this time. So with that, if we've got anybody else here who has not had the opportunity yet to tell us your name and where you're from, would you mind? We'd love to hear where this call is reaching to. So we'd just love to hear your first name and where you're from, if you could do that, if you haven't already.
Fritz, and I'm from Missouri.
Okay, what was the name?
Fritz.
Oh, hi, Fritz.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing...
laryngitis, that's why I don't sound well.
Okay, well, good grief. You take care of that. we do for laryngitis, you guys? I know I would be upping my my immunity, my everything. I'd probably be my greenzymes. I'd be doing 3 or 4 times a day.
Look at the Siaga. I had somebody here yesterday, and we were talking, and I gave him some samples, and he said, what do you have for sinuses? And I gave him some Jade 6, but I also gave him fruit veggie and Siaga, and as he was leaving, he said, I can't believe I can breathe. I said, it must be the Siaga.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I say. I don't know what I grabbed for. I just know I'd be grabbing it all, so.
I wouldn't have thought Siaga for the sinuses, but that's all I gave him, was that and a fruit and a veggie.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, good report there, Nancy. Okay, that's the way I sound, Fritz, after my grandson plays in a baseball game. I have laryngitis as well, so. And if you've got that kink wave, use it on your throat, too. So. Okay, anyone else? Okay, well, then, let's jump right in and see if we've got anybody on the call that's got any questions. About this new way of eating.
I have a question.
Okay, Nancy.
I was thinking this morning how it just flowed right into my not craving what I had been craving at the end of Lifestyle 1. And then I thought, okay, when I first started Lifestyle over 5 years ago, I think the same thing happened. So is it because this is new? And am I going to get to the point where I'm going to look again, look again for food, you know, food that I'm not supposed to be eating? It just seems to be flowing so gently.
Isn't that wonderful?
I'm amazed.
Oh, yes. And I haven't had the cravings, but more than that, I think it's my husband hasn't had the cravings, and that has really been remarkable. And he's never been a real big sweet eater or anything like that. I haven't been craving the sweets. But he would, I can't believe that he's not wanting the meat. You know, to me, if we're sitting outside and the neighbors are all barbecuing, and we're sitting out there eating a great big salad, I would think that, you know, that if he's going to get a craving, that would kick in, and it isn't. I looked at Bert and I and said, is that bothering you? Can you smell that steak? Yeah, I can smell it. And, oh, that doesn't bother me at all. I don't care. I don't ever need to have another steak. So that's amazing. And we're going into, Charlie, we started on the 8th of May, so May to June, June, July, July. We're getting pretty close to our 90-day mark. So, Nancy, I think it's just been an easy transition. Your body knows what your body likes, same thing. And you always were great about eating lots of raw, and all you've done is eliminated your meat and dairy, which probably was had been cut back anyway.
I was never a big meat eater anyway.
Okay.
But if I can't have ice cream in the house, so I don't. And you know, found that I'll go to a Dairy Queen, get a small sundae, and that'll satisfy me. But, you know, I've always said the best way to do any eating program is to clean your house first.
Mm-hmm.
And I could live on Snickers, but I won't. I won't let myself. So, you know, it's the sweets that I've always gravitated to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really doing that.
Great news. That's wonderful. And, you know, I found where I used to love ice cream myself and usually had some in the house. And, you know, a little bowl just never really seems like enough. And now we have, you know, well, when we first got on the program, I bought some rice cream. And it was funny because if I wanted to have a bit of that, I would let myself, but I could take one or two spoonfuls of it, teaspoons of it, and that'd be enough. And I put it away.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's so amazing to me.
Yeah. And I don't even have it in the house now, but we do, you know, now that it's nice and summer finally is arriving, I do have sorghum here, so. And you got to watch that because a lot, and unless I'm making my own, I would, you know, I would sugar, too much sweetener in there. And while everybody else was cruising last week, they had a closeout on herbs. We are nice, good-sized, healthy plants, and so I planted an herb garden, and it's so cute.
Good for you. Tell us about it.
Well, let me see. What have I got up there? The main thing is the man in the store, it was funny because he said, oh, come here. I've got to let you taste something. You're going to love this herb. And he came over and he just cut off this little leaf and he put one in his mouth and he gave me a little bite and I went, oh, that's stevia. He goes, you know about this stuff?
Is it a mushroom?
Yes.
You put it in your salad?
I haven't because it's so sweet. Have you been putting it in a salad? I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with it. You put it in a salad.
I do. I put a couple of leaves in the salad, and it's just so cool that all of a sudden bite into it.
Okay.
I didn't know what else to do with it, so I figured, I'm putting more green to my salad.
And I didn't know there were so many different kinds of basil. I didn't know there were different kinds of cilantro. Trying to think what else I've got out there. Rosemary. I think I even have oregano out there, so I'm going to put some zinnias in there, too, for some pretty color, and oh, it just looks lovely. So, anyway, we're just having lots of fun. I've never been one that's used a lot of herbs until this program, and it's just really fun. Food really, really tastes good.
Hey, I have a question about your herbs.
Sure, Margaret.
I have oregano and thyme, and I didn't recognize all the things that were in the store, so that's the only two that I had. And I didn't find stevia, I didn't see that at all. But anyway, my oregano is just going like everything. And I read in the newspaper a few days ago, and it said that at the end of August here, it was time to either freeze or dry your oregano. But I don't know exactly what to do with it. It does taste good. I've used it some, just the leaves, but I don't know what to do with it if I'm supposed to harvest it.
Good question, Margaret. Okay, who's the herbalist? Who's done something? This is Phyllis. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. Well, what I do with oregano, they're long, and not just oregano, but other ones that you use, like in your spaghetti sauce.
Uh-huh.
I just take them and I just tie them with ribbon or whatever, and then I just put them anywhere and put them upside down so they dry. And then once they dry, I just put them in a bag, and then I use them as I need them. They just dry up.
Okay. So you can just put them, like, in a baggie, a plastic bag? Is that...
Once they're dried.
Okay. All right. Oh, thank you for that.
And they're just, when you use them, they're fresh. I don't know. They just taste and smell wonderful. I don't know.
I agree with you. Some of the stuff that I've had in the house for, I don't know how often... You're supposed to buy new herbs. They're kind of spendy when you buy the little jar.
I save them after a year, I've read a couple of times.
Just throw them away after a year?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I've got, no wonder mine, haven't been adding much to my dish because I've been pretty old. So, okay, well, gee, that was good. Thank you, Phyllis, for sharing that. Now I'll know what to do with my herb garden. I was wondering if I should move it to a pot and try to put it on the front porch for the winter or, what. So,
right. If you have a lot of sunshine, you could probably do it in the house.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Where I am.
Well, me too. Yes, yeah, all right.
Yes, yeah, okay. Well, great. Anybody else have any questions or any ahas? Nancy, thanks for sharing with us. No more cravings. That is great news.
I want to give new people a chance, but if there's a lull and they don't have anything, then I do have a question.
You do? Well, you go right ahead. I'm sorry, Joe. You definitely...
No, not at all. I just don't always want to be hogging the phone. That's what I do. My question is about... the quality of foods that we're eating now. I'm having a hard time in my mind, wrapping my mind around this idea that for so many, truly years, because we were in Shackley before Nick Hinn. We talked about how, and as a farm girl, I know the soil conditions are deteriorating.
Uh-huh.
So when we're talking about whole foods, and he really, when I say he, I mean Campbell, really puts down the idea of needing supplements.
Have you listened to the recording yet?
To the recording?
Yeah. When you buy this set of books, some Focus on Growth, they'll give you the CD with the call with Ruth. And also, I think you can still listen to it, can't you, you guys? Monty, isn't it on Focus on Growth's website? And which day was that, July?
Yeah, it's still on there. I'll call right back with you.
Okay. So anyway, it's on your joint. You can listen to it. And he didn't talk a lot about the supplements on this. He briefly mentioned it. And Ruth said, well, now, you're not meaning whole food supplements. He said, no, not at all. So you have to remember, when you're comparing supplements to what you see in the store, and we have whole food nutrition. So I agree with you 100%. The soil is depleted. A lot of the people here on this call are growing their own, growing their own garden, probably adding some things there to bring their soil level up. But what we have done is we're buying, and I hope it's got great nutritional value, but we've been buying organic, whereas before I never felt like I could afford it. But I'll tell you what, when you eliminate the dairy and the meat from your grocery bill, we certainly can afford the organic. And so I just feel that I think that we're eating a lot healthier than ever, but I certainly still take all of my whole food nutrition.
And I was on that call, but I just needed to hear more than what he said. I just needed to hear, I guess, from you or somebody else.
We need to. It's kind of like going to a banquet and or a buffet and taking the information that we really like. Because we know. I mean, we know more about our whole food nutrition than he does. And he's probably talking about supplements as a whole. And we do know that there's a lot of supplements out there that are filling septic tanks and screen filters and sewer systems and so forth. So, and we're not comparing apples to apples. So our whole food nutrition, I definitely am continuing to take all of that, as I'm sure many of you on the call will continue to do. I've already, the first thing when I get up, I have my Siaga and Jade Green Funds, which I actually have upped, increased that to I double serving in the morning first thing, and along with my water. So
are you still taking the fruit and veggies, Mary Lou?
You know, I never have been one that's done that, but Lori does. And we've always taken that mainly for traveling when we didn't have it was hard to take our Siaga.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although I have taken my Siaga, if I knew I was going to have a little mini refrigerator, I've taken it in thermos. I've frozen it in little ice cube trays, my Siaga, and put it in thermoses. So.
Hi, Mary.
Yes?
Hi, this is Way. I just have a comment to make. Anyway, I know we all like our brown rice, and I found a healthier way of keeping the best nutrients to cook it. This is passed down from ancient forever, but, what I thought, I'd by soaking it and cooking it so it's softer, but when you do the soaking, you actually release a lot of nutrients out, and the way to preserve nutrients, the best nutrients in the brown rice, is generally one cup of brown rice, 2 cups of water. And when it's firm, you chew it really long time in your mouth to get the most nutrients. But, by us trying to soak it and cook and everything, you're actually releasing a lot of nutrients. So if you have a hole just before you cook, you keep more nutrients in the brown rice.
Right. I know that when I was at Ruth's house, the way she fixed her brown rice was wonderful, and it keeps the rice more firm. Ruth, you're not on the call today, are you? Or are you?
Pardon?
I was asking if Ruth was there, because I loved what she does with her rice. She she does it in the Kensin fry pan, and she just cooks it slow and just keeps adding a little bit of her water or her, you know, broth, whatever it happens to be. She'll just add a little bit of thyme and just keep stirring that. So it keeps that rice real nice and firm. I'm going to do a batch of it up today myself. I really loved that rice.
So how much did you start with?
Pardon me?
Thank you. You think she starts with a whole cup?
Oh, well, you know, when I was there, she was fixing it for about 40 people. So I need to get those. I need to find out how much, but probably a cup. I like to do mine up and make sure that I've got it here, you know, in the house so I don't have to recook it every single day. But
yeah.
That's a very, very good point. So what you're saying is that to use less water, is that right?
No, not to soak it. You know how we want to soft it and we soak it and then we cook it? But not
right.
To soak it beforehand because you lose some of the nutrients. And your mouth actually digests most of the food if you allow it to chew really well. So actually, your body can sustain on just brown rice and roasted sesame seeds. Is there a certain way of do prepare it to sustain the nutrients? But everything there is in there forever, pretty much.
Oh, and then you throw in our jade green times, and wow, you guys, cooking just really got simple. Brown rice, sesame seeds, and jade, right?
No, you can't. Don't eat jade.
Yeah. No, I know you wouldn't eat. I know you wouldn't eat jade, but I'm saying those are perfect foods.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So pretty much, you
have
to sustain on that, just that alone.
Okay.
I put garlic in my rice.
Okay.
I cook it at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, I even like to make up some sweet rice sometimes. I've made the brown rice and chopped up some almonds, and let me see whatever kind of nuts I had here, but a recipe that I had found on the bag said chopped up hazelnuts, which I couldn't find, but I have found them now. Chopped up hazelnuts and done some craisins in it. Oh my gosh, or cranberries, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That is delicious.
Hmm. Interesting.
Now, what kind of sesame seeds? There's white, brown, and black sesame seeds.
It doesn't matter. The yellow one, the one you roast by yourself, the key to roasting it, when you roast it, use a thick, heavier pan. But the key is when you cool down, you put a some cloth over the lid. Now, under the lid and then put the lid over so it's actually absorbing any moisture and let it cool down completely before you reopen it. And my gosh, you notice a big difference in the fragrance.
Is that sesame seed?
Yeah. Well, I've noticed that I'm roasting the same way the teacher is teaching now and preserve the highest nutrients without it evaporating when you let it to air. That's something to be oxidizing or something, but yeah, when after you roast it, put a cloth over and then over.
Okay. You broke up there, Ray. Did you say after you've roasted it, put a cloth over it and then the lid over that?
Correct. And let it cool down completely before you open it and then seal it really well. And it's, oh my gosh, you will notice the fragrance of it. And then you can, you can break it up a bit and just release the nutrients. So yeah, by doing that, you're actually preserving the nutrients in the seeds or any nuts. I try nuts of the same technique of doing that, and it come out so much better. And the fragrance, the taste, and everything else is much better. I think having the cloth there is actually absorbing all the moisture that's coming out from it,
mm-hmm.
and the lid you're not releasing oxidized. I don't know. I think that if you want to go scientifically, it's not preserving all the nutrients there, so.
Okay.
Am I done?
All right. Pardon me?
Yeah. Is that clear? How you roast it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty much. And done by pre-roast, and I bought some pre-roast and compared. There's like, you cannot compare the
Okay. Very, very good. All right. Anyone else? Monty. You found the day of that call?
July 2nd.
July 2nd. Yes, that's so good.
Some focus on growth. And you just
just click into Focus on Growth on the front page, and down in the left-hand corner, click on Advanced Lifestyle, and then you'll see some recordings come up, and click on July the 2nd, and you will be able to hear. Now, I also want to state that don't get discouraged when you start listening to that, because that's when we lost Dr. Campbell in it, so it don't really kind of get into it there for about, maybe 8 or so minutes into the call.
Was that the second or the third?
No, that's the one.
Okay.
The third was recorded on the third, but it was put for the second because we missed the second.
Okay, so it says July 2nd on there. Okay.
That's exactly, yes, correct.
Okay, well, great. Thank you, Monty. And also, for those of you that are listening in, and if you're wondering, where we're getting all the information here and you haven't purchased the books, you can, the books that we're talking about is The China Study by T. Colin Campbell, that's where it started, The Rave Diet, which also has a DVD in there that will forever change the way you look at food. The other one, Perfect Health, The Natural Way, which was an easier read by Marianne Shear. That was the one my husband read. And then the last one, Monty, because I did this before Focus on Growth, put them in the package. I still don't have the fourth book, and that was, what is that one? Is something Students?
Yes, Student Vegan Cookbook.
Student Vegan Cookbook. Have you used many recipes out of there?
No, I get most of mine from you-know-who.
Okay, that's another wonderful source, Dr. McDougall's website, Dr. McDougall. And boy, I'll tell you that if you've got any questions whatsoever, you can just go in there and click in the search and get the answers. So, absolutely wonderful, amazing stuff.
One of the other things I'd like to say is I was into the Nikan cookbook last night. And, of course, now knowing, this new way of eating and whatever, it was amazing how many recipes in the cookbook, basically, if you just eliminate the meat, as an example, that's in any of those menus, the recipes, I should say, those look like some doggone good recipes,
Uh-huh.
So I thought, man, here, if you've got persons already got the Nikan cookbook, all they got to do is go through there and find ones they particularly like. And just eliminate those things that they know they need to eliminate now, eating a plant-based, and you can come up with some pretty nice little recipes.
Right. And still, my very favorite thing, if it's a recipe that calls for, your ground burger or something like that, meats, like if it's a spaghetti sauce or a soup base or something like that, or chili, my very favorite thing still to put in there is to chop up very small lots and lots and lots of mushrooms. And I put that in, and man, it just picks up the flavor of the dish that you're making, and if we had guests here, they would not know they weren't getting meat in there in the bowl of chili. So
I was watching Mary McDougall last night on a DVD, and she was talking about particularly if people that have families, but yet the family members don't want to, as an example, eat like the way that, say, one of the persons is eating or two people are eating in the family. And she says, don't stop. She says, all you got to do then is now when you prepare things, and we'll use what you just did, the example of spaghetti, she says, go ahead and cook your spaghetti. She says, and have yours, make your sauce, but don't make it with the meat. She says, what you do is you just take those things that other people want in their spaghettis, for instance, like you should know you shouldn't be in there, like the meat and the cheeses and that sort of stuff, and she just serves them as side dishes on the side. So whoever wants to, you can still have. Now what you're doing, you're basing your main meal around the starch, okay, which he talks about. So now when you have those other things, and each person can make their own spaghetti, pretty much based upon what they want to put in their spaghetti, like you said, mushrooms to whatever. And but if somebody wants to have hamburger, they can have their little bits of hamburger. So I thought it was interesting when she said that. She said because the main reason is that a lot of reason that people don't keep doing this type of eating is that one person or a couple of kids or somebody in the family doesn't want to eat that way. So then it's hard to prepare and cook two tight meals for one. One meal, she says, you just make the one, and then you use side dishes based upon that. And I thought, man, that makes it pretty easy for people like to cook.
That's
exactly what they did, what John and Dennis Ruth did over there at the Diamond Summit too, because they were introducing, you know, this advanced lifestyle, but they had the meat there for the people that wanted to add it. So I just thought it worked out really, really, really slick.
And the other thing too, we were talking earlier about how we're getting certain cravings on certain foods or whatever. Nancy was mentioning that. She talked about candy, but one of the things that I think that's going to really motivate us now more to not to go towards those type of things is, in the past, we were always concerned about weight loss or whatever, and yes, we knew that certain foods would do certain things in our bodies, but now that we know what food this can really do in our bodies, from the animal-based products to the dairy products and that sort of stuff, now I think when you really understand it, if you believe it, you really know now what you're really doing when you do venture off into those other kind of foods every once in a while, but you're still tripping that trigger, and that trigger might not be the trigger that you want to be tripped with in your body.
Absolutely.
So there's more of an incentive now, I think, for me anyhow, there's more of an incentive for me now to stick with this program, because now I know if I don't, what I could be doing.
Absolutely, and that was the thing that jumped out at me in the China study. I mean, that was my commercial every time I started talking to somebody. If you can limit your protein to 5% or less of your calories, you can prevent, stop, and reverse cancer, heart disease, and all those other terrible diseases that are out there. So we just didn't, you know, what we were doing before was great information. People got great results. However, we've just taken all of the information to a step higher. And, man, to know that we've got that much control, I mean, because we really are in charge of our health, and to know that we've got that much control, isn't that a wonderful feeling? And I'm just there's a lot of voices on here that haven't been here for a while, and I've been fighting with cholesterol forever, and years ago refused to go when my particular cholesterol medicine was pulled from the market because people were dying. I refused to go on to another one. I wasn't going to be a test subject for another cholesterol med. So I have fought with cholesterol forever, and every year when I get my physical, the doctor says, you've got to be on medicine. Well, I'm going to do this with diet. Well, it could be in the genes, you know. Sometimes it's in the genes. Well, yeah, 2-3% of the people have that in the genes, but you know what? We can also change that. And so I was so anxious because my cholesterol had moved something like, I don't know if it was 3 points a year or 6 points over 2 years, whatever it was. It hadn't moved much. And to go in there after being on this program for 60 days and my total cholesterol was down 23 points, that was huge. So I'll tell you what, I'm committed to this. And that's part of the program where we were just starting to kick in with the cleansing part, you know? And imagine where we're going to be in 120 or 6 months down the road or 9 months. You guys, every single day, we are improving our health.
So when we remember that the only way we get cholesterol in our body, our liver makes the amount of cholesterol that we need automatically. That's one of the purposes of the liver. So anytime we eat cholesterol, all we're doing is oversaturating our body, and it's got to be stored somewhere. And unfortunately, what it does, it stores. So if we don't anything that has cholesterol in it, I mean, to me, that's the best drug we can take. It's just, if you don't put cholesterol in your body, it's going to be very, like you said, that small percentage, it might be genetic or whatever. That idea alone just blew my mind when I heard that and read that. And it just amazes me how we, all of us, can take control of our cholesterol just strictly by eliminating certain items and eating more plant-based.
And that was the big thing. Like, when in my office one day was reading up that Perfect Health and Natural Way, he said, listen to this. He said, plants don't have, the only way that you can get cholesterol is from the liver, and plants don't have livers. Those, you know, you get cholesterol from animal-based, from meat, from fish, he said, but if it doesn't have a liver, it can't make cholesterol. So he said, our liver is the only one that's going to be making it from now on. And it was just such an aha, such a, you know, Really? What a simple thing. I never thought of it so simply before.
Yeah, well, the other thing that amazed me when you go into that book, and I don't know what, in the China study, and it shows that one, that I think it's the China study that shows the cholesterol level of certain animals. Well, when you look at beef, I think it's 85. You turn around, you look at chicken, and it's 85. But
yeah.
How many times have we heard, well, if you've got a cholesterol problem, you've got to go from that red meat to that good white meat.
Yeah.
You know? Well, the amazing thing of it is, that basically has more cholesterol in it than it's about the same, let's call it the same, but yet you turn to fish, and fish has got more cholesterol in it than animal. I mean, than what we consider four-legged animal. It just blew my mind when I started realizing that stuff. But yet we're fed that, and we're told those kind of things to do to take care of our cholesterol, but yet we're in most cases, I think turkey's even got more cholesterol in it than even beef and chicken.
What about salmon, Monty?
I haven't seen the figures on salmon, okay?
Just curious.
I will find
that
out.
You have a liver, right?
Yep.
I do have a liver, so.
You get your cholesterol numbers, you get it was down 24 points?
It's down 23 points. I still have a ways to go, so I'm not going to shout that from the rooftops. I'll give you guys a better picture after. That is in 60 days. My total cholesterol dropped 23 points. So I'm not going to give you all the numbers because my cholesterol was high. I'm within the 200s. It's not in the 500s or anything like that. But I have fought with this for years. You have no idea. So,
can I just share something with you? This is Phyllis again.
Uh-huh. You told me about that. Was it red rice yeast?
Yes, the red rice yeast and there's another niacin, I think it was, but what I did is, I think I heard on the call, someone said something about garlic. So I started ordering our garlic and started taking it in the morning and at night, and then I had my blood tested again. I went down 50-some points.
50 more?
Like 50-some points, yeah, because the doctor kept telling me, that I should go on that drug, that I won't take the drug, because I knew that if it got to that, I would just really get to work and get, you know, something that's natural. And so I would could have started doing the CIAG and more CIAG, because I only take the 1 ounce a day. And I just thought, okay, I'm going to try the garlic. And so sure enough, I couldn't believe it.
It dropped 50 points in how long of a time, Phyllis? Because I'm taking 1 a day, but I'm going to do 2 now.
Well, I think I was taking 2 in the morning and 2 at night, because I think on the bottle I'm supposed to take 2.
Okay.
And so, I don't know. I'm amazed, because even Dr. Aloisio told me that not to worry, because he said, that's not high, because when you're over 300, then start 325, he says, start worrying. And so I felt real good when he told me that, but I still thought, I'll try and take it down a little bit. So that's what I did, and I'm amazed myself, because that's how I added to my other things.
So yeah. was that in addition to your, were you starting to eat more plant-based then, or?
No, at the time you weren't doing the China study, it wasn't doing it at the time.
Got it.
Doing lifestyle at the time?
I've been really good about this. I'm having a problem, although I will say I normally never really was much of a meat eater. If I have sweet sauce with meat in it, I don't have a whole lot of meat in it, so I already was eating a little bit in that way as far as meat goes. Again, I love vegetables and salads. I can just make a meal on that. So some of this is easy, but the other part that isn't easy is totally now, if I'm going to totally not eat meat or dairy products, it's going to be very hard, because I even, I think I'll still just use like a little, like if I make some, let's say for instance, I'm trying to think of, I can't think of some, let's just say green beans. I don't have to do this anymore, but if I'm going to have green beans, I just stir fry them real quickly. I would just sprinkle a little bit of cheese, not much, just a little. Well, I don't have to do that anymore. However, on some of my other dishes, if I have to do that to get you accustomed to them, I'm going to keep doing that. But I'm not going to have a problem, like, not eating so much meat, because I'm not much of a meat eater.
Have you read the book yet, Phyllis?
I'm reading it here and there, because I'm reading a little bit about the, I've got all these cookbooks now, so I kind of just,
I've never read a book like The China Study in my life until The China Study. And I just decided I was going to read it cover to cover, and I did not jump around in this book. And at first I started highlighting it, and then I couldn't put the book down. I thought, oh, this is stupid. It'll take me a year to read this book if I highlight everything. So I just kept going forward. Well, for one thing, I went through a cleansing period during when I first started eliminating the animal. And had I not been reading this book, I would have thought that it wasn't for me. I couldn't do it. Because I would have thought that I was making myself sick. But I just kept plugging away. It only lasted a couple of 2-3 days, and then it happened again, later on for like a day, half a day or something. And a good thing, you guys, if you start to go through that where you feel achy or, I hadn't had a headache since I'd been on my Nikon sleep system in 1992, and all of a sudden I had this headache across my forehead. Well, it was just weird. But I was talking to Joan Zancher, and she said, how much jade greenvines did you take? Because your jade greenvines can really up that cleansing thing. And she said she takes a tablespoon at a time, and if she's going through a particular, tough time, she'll do that 2-3 times a day. And so I shared that with a couple of people that are brand new on the program, and man, they just flew right through that little cleansing thing. It seemed like hours.
Mary Lou, I think one of the good things about this program, this new way of eating, is that, like each one of us can choose. Once we read the information in those books, then we in turn can choose to do what we want to do based upon what we believe. And for some of us, we want to get it all out. Some people don't. It's like Phyllis, she's doing what she's doing.
Yeah.
The whole point of it is we are all aware of now what plant-based can do. And here again, Phyllis said, who took that advice of somebody in a new drug, which was a plant-based drug, and that was garlic, and look what it did for Phyllis.
That's right.
So plant-based products can do that type of stuff for us. There again, we get validation and verification that what we're reading in these books is definitely can have a benefit, a health benefit to our body.
Yes. And thank you, Phyllis, so much for that information, because I definitely am going to up my garlic along with this new way of eating. And I'm going to get just phenomenal numbers, too. So
the cheapest supplements we have.
That's it. That's absolutely right. Plus, I'm eating a lot of raw garlic now, too, more so than I ever have before.
Some people also put a magnet on their liver, and that seems to help with the cholesterol. Heard of that over the years.
Well, I just looked at the clock. You guys, we're supposed to keep this call. We're supposed to try to keep this call. Here it is, the last day of the month. It's 8:10. We're still yakking away. But what a lot of great information you all have shared on here today. Man alive, I'd stay here and talk to you all day, but I do have work to do, too. So if anybody's got any last-minute questions, that would be great. Otherwise, I think we'd better get to work.
This is Gary. Can I ask one last question? What kind of garlic paste do you take that would be odorless? Do you have a particular brand that's really good?
Well, isn't ours odorless garlic, you guys, the Mekin?
I don't have an aftertaste at all.
I don't have
it. I was waiting for somebody to mention that if I was smelling like garlic, and no one has.
Yeah. I think ours is odorless garlic, and it's Mekin. So,
I think the secret is if you do smell like garlic, just give it to everybody around you, and then you all smell like garlic.
Thank you.
And so your name was Jerry, did you say?
Yes. Terry. Okay.
And where were you from?
I'm from North Dakota.
Okay. Welcome to the call. Are you a Nikon wellness consultant?
Yes, I am. And I listen to the call. I'm a busy day, but I'm at work, so I just have one minute, but I certainly enjoy all I'm hearing.
Okay. All right. And you know you'll save money by getting that on AutoShip, so.
Yes, I'm on AutoShip.
Well, just add that garlic to your AutoShip.
I will.
If we're going to be taking a double dose, I'll need for myself 2 bottles a month. I would guess that's what I'm going to up that to.
Yes, my cholesterol is extremely high, and I brought it down 35 pounds in 1 month on Viagra. But my doctor is still not happy with what my numbers are, so I'm continuing on.
Okay, and then are you reading up on the, cutting back on your animal-based?
Yes, I just got the book. I just got the book, The China Study, so just starting out with my reading on that.
Oh, good for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, and thanks for speaking up, Jerry. What a great call this has been. I just appreciate all of you so much for speaking up on this call. I can't even go back. I've scribbled names and stuff on every piece of paper here in my office. You all have given just a wealth of information today. So I want to thank you all for being here, and I want to thank the Active Study Pilot Group, too, for your commitment to the program, and thank you, all of you guests. I know I've heard some voices today I haven't heard in a while. So if you've got any questions or comments, let me direct you to the person that invited you to this call. And we hope that you'll join us again and have an awesome, awesome day. Make this an exceptional, make July an exceptional month in your Nikon business. If you are a Nikon wellness consultant, let's finish the day off with a bang. And we'll hear you on the call again tomorrow. Thank you, every single one of you, for being here. Make it a healthy, healthy day.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
Uh-huh.
Thanks,
bye-bye. Mary. Uh-huh. Bye.